Of course, Iran knew that the United States would respond. So the idea that somehow this was telegraphed is a bit more of a political talking point than a reality.
California has been preparing for the atmospheric river expected to flood many parts of the state. KCBS-TV's Kara Finstrom.
In L.A. County, crews are concerned about the L.A. River swelling and water sweeping people off the banks. They've been reaching out to folks experiencing homelessness who live in encampments, asking them to head to shelters for the next few days.
This is Grammy night. Observer Entertainment Editor Joe Levy.
All of the most nominated artists are women. This year, it looks like it could be a big year for Victoria Monet, who has 7 nominations, a super talented R&B performer.
The Grammys air on CBS and Paramount Plus. CBS News Brief, I'm Peter King.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and fog to start your day. Eventually, skies turning partly cloudy with highs in the mid-40s. Light northeast winds. In the overnight, mostly clear and upper 20s. Heading into Monday with mostly sunny skies and our highs reaching the middle 40s in the late day. Currently 46 degrees.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm Matt Hildreth. Each week, we take 2 hours and we celebrate classic country songs from classic artists that have left a real impact on country music but have been forgotten over the years. And we also listen to new and emerging independent artists that carry that proud traditional country music tradition but aren't getting the attention that they deserve. Each week we pick a theme. The theme this week is cheating, so we're playing songs all about cheating and cheaters. It's a theme in country music that we have seen since the beginning of country music. So we've played songs from Hank Williams on today's show, from Dolly Parton, Loretta Lynn, Charlie McCain, Red Foley, from new artists like Bella White, and some classics like John Anderson. Next up, we have a block of music that I think you're really going to love. We hear from Daryl Singletary, who's an artist from the 90s, who you may remember, of course, from Waylon Jennings. Everybody loves a Waylon Jennings song, David Allan Coe, and Tracy Lawrence. But next up, we have a song from Daryl Singletary. He's an artist that I think really captured that 1990s country music sound. He's an artist from Georgia who got involved in country music at an early age, had a real passion for country music at an early age, and I think was one of the best artists, in my opinion at least, of the early 90s country singers. He came up through the Nashville bar scene, singing in competitions at Nashville bars with artists like Tim McGraw. He was discovered by Randy Travis and was managed actually by Randy Travis's wife for a number of years. Unfortunately, we lost him in the last couple of years at an early age. He was just 46 when he passed, and it's just a real tragedy because I think he's one of those artists who would really be having a comeback right now, especially as so many people are seeking out that classic country sound, and the 90s country sound is making a comeback these days. So next up, we're going to play I Let Her Lie, and this is by Daryl Singletary.
She'd come home 6 a.m. Tell me she'd been out with friends, and I let her lie. I let her lie. And in the glare of the morning sun, she swore I was her only one, and I let her lie. I let her lie. 'Cause the truth was too hard to handle, and I couldn't bear to lose that girl. We were that small town scandal, but she was my only world. One teary night, she confessed her sins, but she vowed to never cheat again, and I let her lie. I let her lie. Though she tried, Lord, she could not change, and I only have myself to blame, 'cause I let her lie. I let her lie. 'Cause the truth was too hard to handle, and I couldn't bear to lose that girl. We were that small town scandal, but she was my only world. The day I left, no words were said. She was sound asleep on our double bed, and I let her lie. I let her lie. I let her lie. I let her lie.
Waylon Jennings had so many amazing hits, and I think he still gets a lot of credit for the impact he has had on country music today. He's somebody that so many artists putting out really great music today, like Sturgill Simpson and others, credit with inspiring them. I mean, he is an artist that was just a titan of country music for the 70s and 80s and into the 90s. And one of the songs that I just really love is Suspicious Minds, which was a song originally made famous by Elvis Presley, but it was performed by Waylon Jennings and his wife, Jessie Coulter. And it's a song that I think really just shows how broad country music really is. I mean, Elvis Presley is an artist who was so influenced by country music and, of course, became the king of rock and roll. And here you have Waylon Jennings playing this song with his wife, Jessie Coulter, and it just works. So next up, we have Suspicious Minds by Waylon Jennings and Jessie Coulter.
Caught in the trap, I can't walk out, because I love you too much, baby.
Why can't you see what you're doing?
Suspicious minds. We can't build our dreams on suspicious minds. I saw an old friend I know. I stopped to say hello, but I could still see suspicion in your eyes.
Let our
don't you know, I never lied to you. Oh, no.
We're caught in a trap, can't walk out, because I love you too much, baby.
Why can't you see
I love a good contradiction, and that's why I really like country music. There are so many interesting contradictions. People are complicated, and country music is complicated too. We hear so many songs that are honky-tonk, Saturday night sinner songs, and then so many songs in country music that are Sunday morning gospel songs. And I think that spectrum of just the experience of a weekend is actually authentic to how a lot of people feel. And I think that this next song, while it's a little bit overly dramatic, it does kind of capture that complexity that, you know, we all, I think, feel from time to time. This next song by David Allan Coe fully embodies that contradiction, and it's like a cheater's prayer. it's like both a honky-tonk cheater song and also a religious gospel song. And I think the whole point of it is to point out this contradiction that I've been talking about, and that's why it's so interesting. That's why I wanted to play David Allan Coe's Now I Lay Me Down to Cheat.
Now I lay me down to cheat on the woman I love so. And if I die between these sheets, I pray to God she'll never know. She's the best thing in his life. Why, she worships the ground that he walks on. She waits up for him at night and worries until he's safely home. She always believes his stories about working overtime. And in 20 years beside him, cheating's never crossed her mind. Oh, but it crossed his early last summer in the person of a neighbor she still calls her friend. And with a little push from drinking one too many one night in the fall, he gave in. And now he wishes he could stop himself, but there's no easy way. So he lays down with his lover and silently he prays. Now I lay me down to cheat on the woman I love so. If I
die between these sheets. I pray to God she'll never know.
In his heart and soul, he knew that he was playing a game he could never win. But you know, forbidden fruit is sweet. Why, it was sweet enough to make him risk it all again. And now, he's given up on looking for a way to fight the feeling. So he prays this simple prayer and hopes it makes it past the motel ceiling.
Now I lay me down to woman I love so, and if I die between these sheets, I pray to God you'll never know.
Tracy Lawrence, for me, represents some of the best country that came out on the radio in the early 1990s. He's an artist who spent several weeks at the top of the country charts, and at least for me, captures that classic 90s country sound that as soon as you hear the first few lines of the song, you can place it and you can say, yep, I know exactly when that song came out. Even if you didn't hear the song when it originally aired, you would know just based on how it was produced that it has that 90s sound. A little bit of electronics added to it with a little bit of a traditional country flair. And that's especially true on this next song. It's off of the title. It's the title track off of the album Alibis. And it's a song that made it to number one on the charts in 1993, and I wanted to include it on the show. Obviously, our theme is cheating. This is a classic song on that subject. This is Alibis by Tracy Lawrence.
She knows every move that a man could make. She knows every trick in the book. She knows how to give, she knows how to take. But so many times she's been taken a fool by those alibis and lying eyes and all the best lines. Lord knows she's heard them all. She's been cheated on and pushed around.
Make her own alibis and lying eyes and all the best.
we still have so many songs left on this week's episode of the Forgotten Country Radio Show. When we come back, we're going to hear from Gary Stewart, Lydia Loveless, Brandi Clark, Bella Plain and Coulter Wall, Lefty Frizzell, Porter Wagner, Gene Shepherd, and Kitty Wells. So stick around.
WIRI Nacoosa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm just a
Legends 24/7 with Dwight Yoakam.
And I started driving. I got a car, and I started driving up into L.A. to North Hollywood to the Palomino Club, which was a famous, very famous nightclub in the north end of L.A. County. And a lot of country stars had gone through there and played on their way up. I mean, everybody from going back, I think, as far as Hank Sr. They opened it in like probably 51 or 2, and he may have played it before he died, but Willie Nelson, certainly, Johnny Cash, I mean, just, and they had a hoot night, and I would jump up and sit in and met people through that and put together a band, and I moved into town, you know, closer into Hollywood and started playing the circuit around there.
105.5.
Pay rent on a rundown place. place. There ain't no view, but there's lots of space in my heart. The heart that you own. I pay the rent, paid right on time. Baby, I pay you every single dime for my heart. The heart that you own. The property. Now I pay daily on what once was mine. Lord, I probably owe you for these tears that I cried. Cause I pay rent on a rundown place. There ain't no view, but there's lots of space. Heart that you own. There's lots of space in my heart. The heart that you own. Yeah, my heart. The heart that you own.
Hi, I'm Leanne Womack.
Come close to selling out. Reach consider. Give the heavens above more than just a passing glance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance.
Mayor of Country Town. Country Legends 24/7 from 105.5 FM.
When I die, I may not go to heaven. I don't know if they let cowboys in. If they don't, just let me go to Texas, boy. Cause Texas. Detroit City.
Hi, and welcome back to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm Matt Hildreth. Today's theme is all about cheating and cheaters. There are so many country songs out there that touch on this topic. And I think that's because country music in so many ways comes from blues music. And the rural blues has had such an influence over the years on country music, and especially those early days of country music. Country really comes from the mixing of the Appalachia string musicians with the Mississippi Delta blues musicians, and that all got mixed together into the country music we know today. And the blues is all about heartbreak, and it's all about, you know, being down and out. And I think there's oftentimes nothing more heartbreaking than a relationship that's ending. And I think those early singers were singing about that, and that theme has held true up until today. So on today's show, we've played a number of songs from older artists like Hank Williams and Dolly Parton, Loretta Lynn, John Anderson. But we're also highlighting newer songs from artists today. And these are artists that are carrying on that traditional country sound or that outlaw country sound, but doing it more from an independent perspective or doing it a little bit outside of the mainstream of country music. So we're going to be hearing from artists like Bella White, who we played earlier on the show, and also other new artists like Lydia Lovelace, Brandi Clark, and Bella Plain and Coulter Wall. And I think that this is a theme that really unites the country music of yesterday with the country music of today. Next up, we're going to be playing some music from Gary Stewart. This is a classic song that I really like. It is a song about heartbreak and the ending of a relationship and cheating, but it's also being sung about in a humorous way. And I love when country music can take complicated, sad issues and talk about them in a funny way. So this next song is She's Acting Single, I'm Drinking Doubles by Gary Stewart.
I've seen men look at her before, and they think I don't see. I'd like to think it makes me proud, but I'm only fooling me. I know she'll be looking back the minute I'm not there, while she pours herself on some stranger, I pour myself a drink somewhere. She's acting single, I'm drinking doubles. I hide my pain, I drown my troubles. My heart is breaking like the tiny bubbles. She's acting single, drinking doubles. I know what she plans to do, but I don't know where or when. If I ask who that stranger was, she'll just say an old friend. I'm not weak, I tell myself, I stay because I'm strong. The truth is I'm not man enough to stop her from doing me wrong. She's acting single, I'm drinking doubles. I hide my pain, I drown my troubles. My heart is breaking
One of the things that I absolutely love about this show is highlighting country singers who are out on the road making music, playing in bars, playing on honky tonks, maybe even playing on street corners, and carrying on that proud country music tradition that we know and love, but not getting the credit that they deserve within the broader country community. And that's definitely true for this next artist. Lydia Lovelace is somebody that might actually be too country for mainstream pop country stations. She has a real solid traditional Appalachian sound. She's from Coshocton, Ohio, which is a very beautiful, proud Appalachian, Ohio community, and is out touring, based in Nashville now, but not getting the attention that you would expect for an artist like this. And I think that's because so many of these stations are playing that Southern pop music and not the classics like we like to play on this show. It's also a great song about cheating. This song is called How Many Women, and it's by Lydia Lovelace.
How many women?
Too often in country music, the artists that are actually writing the songs are not the ones performing the songs. I think that's something that we all kind of know and appreciate, that there's songwriters and there's singers, but every once in a while you get them together. And I think the best country musicians over the years have always been singers and songwriters. There's just something about an artist performing their own song based on their own experience that really resonates with audiences. This next artist is a songwriter. She has written songs for artists like Sheryl Crow, Miranda Lambert, Reba McEntire, Leanne Rimes, Billy Currington, Darius Rucker's, and even Casey Musgraves. But oftentimes I think is not getting the credit she deserves as also a singer. I really love this next song. It's a great song that is a little bit, I think, tongue in cheek and a little bit humorous while also talking about our theme for the day, which is cheating. This is Drinking, Smoking, Cheating by Brandi Clark.
But if I was drinking, I think I'd be drinking bourbon. And right now you'd be a blur, and I wouldn't hear a word, 'cause I'd be good and drunk, that's for certain. But if I was smoking, I know I'd be smoking weed. When you blow all our money, I'd laugh, it'd be funny, 'cause high as a kite is where I.
Something that we've talked about on previous episodes is that there is a real country music renaissance happening right now in Canada. There are so many amazing Canadian artists that have really pushed the whole genre of country music forward by capturing that classic traditional country sound that we're so used to associating with the United States, with Texas and with Appalachia. And we're seeing that today. And there's one artist I think that everybody sort of associates that with, and that's Coulter Wall, who's from the plains of Saskatchewan. But Coulter Wall is really just one of the Canadian country singers who have had breakout success in the last couple of years. Bella White, who we played at the top of the show, is a great example of another Canadian artist. And this next artist, Belle Plain, is also from rural Saskatchewan and is also making amazing music. She's appeared as a guest vocalist on Cultural albums, and here he returns the favor. This song is called Is It Cheating? And it's by Belle Plain.
Well, I lost you.
We still have a number of songs left on the Forgotten Country Radio Show. We're going to end out this show with a run of songs from classic artists like Lefty Frizzell, Porter Wagoner, Gene Shepherd, and Kitty Wells. You'll definitely want to stick around.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors and 25 sacks on mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train out at Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name, and freight yards full of old black men, and the graveyards of the rusted automobile. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? Bottom. still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again. The passengers will please refrain. This train has got the disappearing railroad blues. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
CBS News Brief. The worst is yet to come as a so-called atmospheric river moves